Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Being good, is not enough. We can't earn our way to God's good favor, that we're sinners, and that's created a distance between us and God. The only thing that bridges that distance is the cross of Christ. And forgiveness is a free gift. We have to just, confess the obvious that we're sinners, repent, turn from that, receive this free gift of forgiveness and eternal life. It's nothing we can earn or merit or deserve. And it was years later that I learned that. And then I remember that dream and I thought, wow, I mean, that you're right. It was, God moving in my life even before I became a professed atheist.
Absolutely amazing. And you and I were talking before the show, Lee, that we tend to be grace forgetters. And even in scripture, it says, you started in the spirit. What makes you think you can continue in the flesh? That's my paraphrase. But so often we do that. Why is it that we do that? Well, if you come to a place where you put your trust in Christ, if you are a Christian, a Christ follower, somehow you transferred your hope into the what Jesus did. Why do we take it from there and get into such places of striving so often?
That's a great question, and it's so common. I mean, where we get on a performance treadmill and we feel like we've got to prove in retrospect that God was right after all by giving us grace, because doggone it, we're going to church twice a week and we're serving the poor and we're giving a tithe and we're doing all these good things and we're trying to kind of on the back end prove that we're good enough. And that's a tendency that we have. I think, it's kind of reflective of what every other faith system teaches, is that you have to get on a performance treadmill to try to earn your way to God. There's something in the human spirit that feels like, if I just try hard, I can overcome these issues and I can make myself acceptable to God. Well, that's not what the Bible says. It needs to be payment made for our sins. And Jesus made that payment as our substitute on the cross and offers forgiveness as a gift of grace. But I tell the story in my book about a guy named Judd Wilhite, who was a drug addict and, just a life of despair, and came to faith in Christ, radically changed, goes to Bible college, going to be a pastor. And he gets on that performance treadmill. And finally, one day he says, I quit. He said, I can't do it all. I can't be the perfect Christian. I've given away all my possessions, so all I have is a T-shirt and a pair of jeans. I've done everything to try to show that I'm a superstar Christian. I can't do it anymore. I give up. And it was hitting bottom that he realized that, I'm trying to do on the back end what God told me I couldn't do on the front end to earn my way to God. He said, I just need to relax in God's grace, be grateful for that, and allow it to overflow my life so that it spills out onto other people.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.